Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved and grown. Serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 20th day of the month of Iyar, today here in America. I believe in Israel already it has changed, but today here it is the 35th day of the Omer. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the three children, Chaya, Yal, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Delini, Orna, Bas, Chain, Chana, and Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devorah, all desperately in need of our collective tefillos, of our collective prayers. Please keep them in mind as well as all those being held in captive, our brothers and sisters in Gaza, Arvin Netanel Ben Sonia Tziona, who is being held in Iran, and of course, Evan Gershkovitz of the Wall Street Journal. If anyone has his Hebrew name, please send it to me. I'd love to include it in our daily announcement. But please keep them in mind that in Yeret Hashem, please God, soon, speedily, that they are returned to the loving arms of their family who are waiting each and every day for them to come home. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Jonathan Muscat of the Young Israel of Oceanside in Oceanside, New York, share words of Divrei Chizuk. Will be followed by Rabbi Muscat fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Tarek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 30, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu in Hebrew and in English, followed by the Mishaberach or Sahal for our brave soldiers, the Mishaberach or Shvuim for those who are still tragically held hostage or captive, and Rabbi Muscat will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Muscat.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. Since October 7th, I have constantly referred to our chayalim, to the soldiers of the IDF, as kedoshim, as holy people. They are certainly wonderful individuals, and they deserve our endless hakarat hatov, our endless gratitude. But I would argue that they are more than that. They are kedoshim because they represent the essence of kedusha. Why is that? This coming Shabbos, we will conclude Sefer Vayikra. And as many commentaries have explained, this is a sefer of Kedusha. This is a book of holiness. The first half of the Sefer describing the holiness in the Mikdash, in the tabernacle relating to the Korbanot, the sacrifices, Tuma and Tahara, ritual impurity and purity. The second half of the book describing holiness outside the Mikdash, relating to Kedushat Adam, sanctity of man through observance of the mitzvot in Parshat Kedoshim and Emor, Kedushat Zman, sanctity of time through observance of Shabbat and the holidays, and Kedushat Makom, the sanctity of place or space through observance of the mitzvot of Shemitah and Yovel. What exactly is Kedusha? What exactly is holiness? Charles Lieben was a political science professor at Bar-Ilan University and a prolific author on Jewish life in Israel. And he passed away in 2003. In 1997, Charles Lieben wrote an article entitled Post-War American Jewry from Ethnic to Privatized Judaism. And his argument was that much of American Jewry thinks in terms of Maslow's hierarchy of needs as an ideal. And what is that? Self-fulfillment and personal autonomy, as opposed to identifying with families, localities, ethnic groups, or even nations. He then distinguished between two terms, ruchnius and kedusha, spirituality and holiness. Both seem to be positive on the surface, and they often seem to be interchangeable. I want to live a life of spirituality, a life of holiness, and yet, he argued that spirituality is not the answer to the Jewish problem. In fact, spirituality, ruchnius, is the problem, and the solution is Kedusha or holiness. The Torah does not command us to be spiritual. The Torah does not command us on the surface to be spiritual, but the Torah, on a very basic level, commands us to be holy, Kedoshim Tiyu. Musar literature is concerned with holiness and not spirituality. Professor Liebman writes that, quote, holiness is achieved in a minyan as part of public observance. Spirituality points to individuality, while holiness points to virtuous life. Kedusha evokes an outside source to which we submit. Spirituality entails a process of self-realization. He continues in this article by explaining how spirituality, as opposed to holiness, has led to recent religious tendencies of informality, egalitarianism, and ethicism, the latter meaning that proper intention is all that matters. Now, the truth is that spirituality is very enticing because it is personal. I feel more connected to what I find appealing, and so I am naturally more connected to an act of spirituality than to an act of holiness, which is imposed from something external. But as we conclude Sefer Vayikra, we realize that our charge, our mission, is Kedoshim, is Mikdash, is Kedusha. But at the same time, spirituality is very appealing. And is there a way that we can balance both of these values of Kedusha and spirituality? Perhaps the first two psukim of Kriyat Shema can provide some guidance. The first pasuk of Kriyat Shema is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Listen, Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Megillah writes that Kriyat Shema is a davar shebikdusha par excellence. Why is that? Why is it the quintessential davar shebikdusha, matter of holiness? Because we accept upon ourselves the kingship of God. This is Kedusha. This is an act of holiness imposed from something external. It's about dedicating our lives to something beyond ourselves. However, in the very next pasuk, after Shema, we read, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. We should love God. We should try to feel connected to this obligation to accept God. And this is the challenge of spirituality. And the truth is, we see this dichotomy in our beloved Chayalim. Our beloved Chayalim live a life of Kedusha because it's not about them. They enlist in dangerous divisions where their lives are on the line, and they are willing to sacrifice their lives for something external, for something greater than themselves, for Medina Yisrael, for Am Yisrael. And that is Kedusha. And at the same time, they do this with great love and passion and a feeling of love for the people and the nation that they are defending. They are Kedoshim, and they engage in their act of Kedusha with love. Kedusha combined with spirituality. As a schus, as a merit for our Chayalim, for our soldiers, let us try to make our mitzvah observance more meaningful. Let us try to achieve via hafta the spirituality. But let us recognize the starting point of religious life is asking ourselves not how we live a spiritual life, but how do we live a holy life? And we dedicate our lives to something outside of ourselves, to God and to Am Yisrael. I'm now going to read the first Perek of Tehillim, Perek Chof, Psalm chapter 20. Lam na'aseyach mizmor leDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka, yizkor kol minchosecha, ve'olascha yidash lesela, yitein lecha chil vavecha, v'chol asascha yimalei, niranen abishuasecha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, Yimale Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ato yadati ki hoshi Adonai mishicha. Ya'anehu mishmei kacho. Digmaro, Sheshal Yemino, Eila Varecha, the Eila Vasusim, Vanachnu, Bishem Adonai Lahedi Naskir, Hema Karu Vinafalu, Vanachnu, Kamnu Vanisodad, Adonai Oshia, Amelach Yanenu, Vyom Koreinu. Perek Chaf Gimel, Psalm chapter 23. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echzar, binot desha yarbiteini, amei benuchol shina haleini, nashi yeshoveth, yancheini b'magle tzedek leman shemo, gam ki elech begeitz amaveth, lo ira ra, ki ata imadi, shiktecha bishantecha, hey mo yinachamuni, taroch lefanai sholcha neged tzorroi, Ishanta Vashevan Roshi Kosi Rivaya Achtova Chesed Yudafuni Koyebe Chayar Vishati Beves Adonai Laorech Yamim Tehillim Perek Chof Aleph Kuf Chof Aleph Psalm Chapter 121 Shir Lamalos Esa Einai El Heharim Meayim Yavo Ezri Ezri Meim Adonai Ose Shemayim Vared, Al Yitain Lamod Raglecha, Al Yonum Shomrecha, Hine Lo Yonum Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tilcha Yad Yiminecha, Yom Hashem Ashlo Yakecha, Viyareach Balayla, Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra, Yishmor Es Nashecha, Adonai Yishmor Tizchol Voecha, Me'ata v'yad olam. Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed, Psalm Chapter 130. Shir ha'malos, imam akim kurasicha adonai. Adonai shima bekoli, hien ozecha kashuvos bekol tachninoi. Im avonos tishmor yah, adonai mi yamos, imcha aslicha, l'man tivarei. Yivitzen akiv sa nafshi, v'lid v'ro ho'cholti, nafshi l'adonai mishomrim la'boker, shomrim la'boker, yachel Yisrael el adonai, ki v'adonai ha'chesed v'arvei mofuduz, v'hu yivzes Yisrael, mikol avodosav. Tehillim Perek Kuf Mem Beis, Psalm Chapter 142. Maskil David, b'yosav b'amara tefilah, Koli Adonai Ezak, Koli Adonai Eschadon, Eshpok Lefanav Sichi, Sarasi Lefanav Akid, Bizatef Alai Ruchi, Beata Yadata Nisivasi, Baorach Zu Alech Tamnu Fachli, Ave Yaminu Re'e Veidli, Makir Avad Benosi Meni, Ein Doresh Venafshi, Doati Lecho Adonai Omarti Ata Machsi Chalki Be'eretz Achayim, Hakshiva al Ridan Sikid al Osibehos, Hasilenim Mirot Faki Omtu Mimeni, Otia Mimasker Nafshi, Lehodos Eshebecha, Biachiru Tarikin, Kisigmol Oloi. Achaino Kobesh Yisrael Nasudu Batara Vishiv Yahab, Homdin Ben Vion Ven Beyabosha, Hamakum Yerachim Alehem, Yotia Mitzor Lavacho, Mefer Lora, Mishiba Ligula, Hashab Bagalov is Bank Kariv, and Omar Amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. העומדים במשמרותינו ורואים להם מגבול ההלבנות באביבר מצרים, ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה באוויר ובים. ייתן לנו ישראל ואלו כל מיוולד נגפים לפני העם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויעצור את חיילינו מכל צר וצוקו, מכל נגע ומחלה, וישפרוך ובהצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר אצלנו תחת יבטר מחדש ישוע ותרס תזכור. וכי אבא כסוף, כי אני לא הולך, בלכת בכם ולוחם לכם. אמור בכם לשיעסכם, ונאמר אמן. Misha Beira, Chalotiram, Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Avraham, Rabbi Shlomo, Yevara, Rabbi Yishmor, Rabbi Yitzhar, and Rabbi Tzvah, and all Yisrael, Shvuyav. Let's call our Chedo, Tzur, Mitzur, Shivyav. Bavur, Shekola, Kol, Kadosh, and Zebi Spalel, Bavuram. Akadosh, Baruch Hu, Yivar, Rachel, Malay, Rabbi Yosef, Mechoshek, Mitzar, Bavar, Tumot, Shoseb, Yidatek, Umim, Tzukosem, Yoshiev, Yoshivim, Yishivim, Mehera, Lachek, Mishvichol, Sehem, Yodula Rai Hasel before something they are done, because you have any question, Kasub. Uf the Yad are you Shivu to vote to Buridav, Sivat Lamarosham. Toss of the Simcha Yasig, when I see you go by the Chav, and Omar Amen. Now the prayer for the sick. Misha Beirach, Avosenu Avram Yisrafi Yaakov, Moshe Avaron David Yishlomo, Uyavarech, Uyarape Es, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimol Rachim Aleihem, Lachlibom L'Rapotim, Lachlikom L'Lachiyotam, V'yishach Lohem, Herifu, Shleim, Min HaShabayim, L'chol Ivarim, U'chol Gideim, B'sov, Sh'ar, Chol Yisrael, Rufu HaNefesh, Rufu HaGuf, Hashem, Aglos, Rakrivin, Omar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Muscat. Really appreciate you being with us. Looking forward to having you back on the program, and your Hashem, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day we pause at this time for a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.